Good morning. It's Friday, April 10th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, a quiet warning inside the White House is raising bigger questions. Staff were told in a March email not to use insider government information to place bets on prediction markets, following reports of suspicious activity tied to policy decisions. These platforms, where users wager on events like elections or economic moves, have surged in popularity, handling tens of billions in trades. Officials stressed that federal ethics rules already ban profiting from non-public information. The issue gained attention after a trader reportedly made a large profit ahead of a geopolitical development. Lawmakers are now calling for investigations and tighter regulation. The debate is likely to intensify as prediction markets continue expanding into sensitive political territory. Another news. An unexpected statement from the First Lady has reignited a long-running controversy. Melania Trump publicly denied any meaningful connection to Jeffrey Epstein, calling rumors baseless and urging them to stop. She acknowledged only briefly crossing paths with him decades ago and denied any involvement in his activities. In a notable move, she also called for congressional hearings to allow survivors of Epstein's abuse to testify under oath. Critics argue survivors have already done enough, while some lawmakers support her call for transparency. The remarks come amid renewed scrutiny of Epstein-related files and past associations of prominent figures. The issue is far from settled, and political pressure for further disclosures appears to be growing. Around the world. Tensions in the Middle East remain high after another night of cross-border violence. Israel carried out strikes on Hezbollah rocket positions in southern Lebanon, prompting retaliatory attacks on Israeli targets. Israeli officials say there is no ceasefire in effect, despite broader regional diplomacy. Meanwhile, the conflict is complicating fragile peace discussions, expected to take place soon in Pakistan. Adding to the pressure, Donald Trump criticized Iran's handling of the Strait of Hormuz, warning against actions that could disrupt global oil shipments. With key shipping routes and regional alliances at stake, the situation remains volatile. Diplomatic efforts continue, but the risk of escalation is still very real. Another news. A shadow operation beneath the ocean's surface is raising alarms in the UK. British officials say Russian submarines were detected conducting covert activity near critical undersea cables and pipelines. The UK military tracked the vessels using ships, aircraft, and sonar systems, emphasizing that no damage was found. Defense officials warned Moscow directly, saying any threat to infrastructure would bring serious consequences. Russia denied the allegations, calling them unfounded. Experts say such missions fall under hybrid warfare, where nations test defenses without direct conflict. With most global internet traffic relying on undersea cables, the stakes are high. The incident highlights growing concerns about hidden vulnerabilities in modern infrastructure. Another news. A rare meeting between China and Taiwan's opposition is drawing global attention. China's president hosted the leader of Taiwan's main opposition party in Beijing, marking the first such visit in a decade. Both sides emphasized peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait, even as political tensions remain unresolved. China reiterated its stance against Taiwanese independence, while the visiting leader framed the trip as a step toward dialogue and cooperation. Taiwan's ruling party criticized the visit, warning it could signal alignment with Beijing. Public opinion on the island remains divided, with many favoring the current status quo. The meeting may open new channels of communication, but underlying tensions remain firmly in place. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.